Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's 7:03, 27 degrees on our way to 43. We're glad you're with us. I'm Dale Johnson. There is good news this morning. Hundreds of people are waking up with fixings for a Thanksgiving meal, including a turkey. They receive their holiday meal during the food giveaway at the Malone Center, thanks to Lincoln Police, visionary youth, nonprofits, and generous small businesses from within the community. Nearly 600 bags filled with a pie, cranberries, mac and cheese, and stuffing mix were handed out. People also picked up winter gloves, caps, socks, and coats. The number of people being treated with COVID in Nebraska hospitals is 976 this morning. When it hits 1,050, which would be about 25% capacity left in hospitals, Governor Ricketts plans to limit indoor gatherings to 10 people and outdoor gatherings to 25 people. He would close bars except for delivery and takeout, hold wedding and funeral receptions to 10 persons, and postpone any elective surgery that can be delayed. City County Health Director Pat Lopez is looking at hospitalization as well.
Any changes will be similar to what the governor has put forward for when COVID-19 patients make up 25% of all those hospitalized statewide.
Already in effect in Lincoln, bars have to close early and youth sports are banned through December 7th. KFOR News Time is 7:04. Test Nebraska is moving its gateway location.
Starting today, Test Nebraska will be in the northeast parking lot of the former Sears store, taking advantage of a climate-controlled drive-through facility capable of handling as many as 1,000 tests per day. CHI Health St. Elizabeth is COVID testing in Autumn Ridge Family Medicine, and Southwest Family Health and Bryan Health is testing for coronavirus in the former Graham Tire Store at 19th and O Streets. Addresses and hours are at KFORnow.com. Coryell Thomas, KFOR News.
Two dead and one wounded in a Saturday night shooting at Bellevue at a Sonic drive-in. Police say 23-year-old Roberto Carlos Silva Jr. surrendered peacefully. Bellevue Police Lieutenant Andy Kuczynski.
Pulled three victims from the restaurant and performed life-saving measures on them. Unfortunately, two of those victims were declared deceased immediately at the scene.
Police say Silva was arrested at the same Sonic 3 days earlier after an identity fraud complaint. Scammers are ready for Black Friday. Security software maker Checkpoint finds in the last month, malicious shopping emails have jumped from one in every 11,000 to one in every 1,000. One malicious email mimicked an ad for Pandora jewelry that looked very legitimate, except that Pandora was misspelled. Look for those clues. Lincoln's first forecast, a chance of morning rain and snow. 43 for the high today. A couple of degrees cooler than the normal high for this time of year, according to the KFOR Weather Almanac. It's 27 degrees now at 7:07. I'm Dale Johnson, KFOR News.